بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، الحمد لله. We are on the 39th session of Spiritual Discourses, and now we are going to talk about the harms of pride. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who has an atom of pride in him will not enter Jannah. Can you imagine how severe this is? A warning that an atom of pride. And in another hadith, a mustard seed, a barley seed, a grain. And when we look at it holistically, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, he says, Man kala la ilaha illallah, dakhala al jannah. Who says la ilaha illallah will enter Jannah. And here Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clearly saying that if a person has got an atom of pride, and we know how small the atom is, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this person, Allah save us, will not go into Jannah. So when the warning is so severe, then it has to be detrimental. And as we have been explaining, what is pride? And the evil effects of pride, and the consequences of pride, then we should be very careful that we should guard ourselves, shield ourselves, protect ourselves from pride. And because of pride, we do not want others to progress. When we see others progressing, then if you feel hurt, then why that man is progressing? Then this is pride. When we feel we are supposed to be the most superior around, and what we actually supposed to be feeling is happiness, joy, delight. When some Muslim is progressing, he is wealthy, we should be happy. He is successful, we should be very happy. He is better than us, we should be even more happy. Provided he is doing the right thing, he is pious, he is righteous, he is good, then we should feel happiness for him on his behalf. We should not develop jealousy, because this pride in our hearts will develop into jealousy, that we'll feel this person here, why has he got something I do not have? You understand? So we should be very careful, because a proud man cannot love for others what he loves for himself, as there is pride in him. Now, these are the harms of pride. You'll find a person is better speaker, writer, orator, then you should be happy that Allah may use him and you both for deen. You find a person living better mansion, better car, you should be happy. Allah has given him, he's using it. And when Allah wants, he'll give us. Looking is free. But do not let that look, what you look at, come into your heart. Otherwise, when it comes into your heart, it's going to corrupt you. It will make you feel that, why that man got it? I do not have it. Why that person got it? And evil will come and say, I wish he doesn't have it. That is where the difficulty arises. A proud person cannot give up hatred, as there is pride in him. I stated that when you see good qualities in another person, and if you are not happy about it, you'll develop hatred. You'll develop hatred that why that person got that good quality, why that person has got that boon of Allah, why that person got the favor of Allah, why he got it, why I do not have it. And that is pride. And that develops into hatred. And when a person becomes hateful, wallah, he cannot sleep. He got no peace. He got no contentment. He got no tranquility, because it's a constant circle, this vicious circle, because he does not like what the other man got. He does not like what that other person is becoming famous. He does not realize that this is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But instead of making shukr to Allah for what I got and making dua, Allah grant me more, then his eyes are on the other person. Then he becomes evil in nature. A proud person cannot stand on truth, as there is pride in him. A proud person, if you correct him, he will not back off. If a proud person, you rectify him, because of his arrogance, Pharaoh did not want to come down. Why? Because now he's proud, he's arrogant, he's a leader, he's powerful. Yeah? So he does not want to be corrected. A person in power, be he the ruler, the governor, the parliament member, the king, the princess, the ruler, the trustee, the imam, the morana, the mufti, the rich, wealthy businessman in power, he does not want to accept the truth when the truth is presented. Why? Because of pride and arrogance. A proud person cannot control anger, as he got pride in him. So the person who is proud, if you correct him, he'll become agitated. He'll become angry because you're trampling on his pride. How true are these things? That a proud person, he does not want to share his good qualities. A proud person is feeling hurt, the others got good qualities. A proud person does not want to stand on truth. A proud person does not want to accept the truth. A proud person loses his cool, becomes angry when you correct him, when you rectify him. Why? Because he's got the chip on the shoulder. You correct him, he gets angry. You rectify him, he gets worse. And when you admonish him, he in his mind is thinking, who are you? Who are you to correct me? Who are you to rectify me? Who are you to set me right? What authority have you got to correct me? I am I. Who has given you the right to correct me? He cannot accept admonitions as there is pride in him. He is not safe from the accusations of the people as there is pride in him. Remember, this person has put himself, Allah save us, from this position. This person, because of his pride, everybody knows, everybody will recognize him, that person is a proud person. The person displays it, because this pride which is in the heart is displayed by that person's tongue, character, personality, behavior, walking, movement, talking. So all these things are external, walking, talking, movement, interaction, personality, character. And these are not hidden in some cupboard. These are out there. So within few minutes, a person's arrogance and proudness can come out. So the person living in a locality, town, city, by his interaction with people know this man is a proud man. And then what people will start? Accusing him. People will start talking about him. And people will be talking about his pride, his immodesty and immorality. People will be talking about his quality of hatredness and jealousy. People will be talking, see, this person does not want to find others in a happier situation. This person is self-conceited, and this person is self-centered, and this person here, he wants to be congratulated all the time. This person, you have to scratch his back all the time. And this person, you have to make shabash all the time. The worst thing in self-conceit is to receive no benefit from learning, not to recognize truth and not to follow it. How bad is this? That if the ta'lim of Islam has been given to us, and we don't take benefit from the education, from the learning. We do not take benefit from the incidents of the past, the stories and narrations of the past, what happened to the evil of pride? What happened to those people who are proud? Every person of whatever status he had, whether he had power or not, he went to the grave. Whether he had riches or not, went to the grave. The poor and the rich both went to the grave. And the king and the pauper went to the grave. The ruled and the ruler went to the grave. And the master and the servant went to the grave. The one driving and the one taking the taxi both go to the grave. The one living in a posh area and the one living in humble dwellings both go to the grave. And the one who has got a string of degrees and the one who is so-called not educated both go to the grave. That is why one king, when he passed away, he told his courtiers that when you prepare my burial, then take my hands out of the casket. They said, why? He said, to show the public, see, I'm going with nothing. I'm going empty-handed. I am going like the day I came. See, the day we came, we had nothing. The day we go, we'll go with nothing besides our iman and amal-e-saliha. So all this pride, self-conceit, jealousy, hatred, all will be left behind here. And we will be going only with what we earned, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this learning, if it does not allow us to recognize truth, then what is the purpose of our learning? And this is the difference between our learning and secular education. Because secular education is driven to make a person proud and arrogant. Secular education is driven so that we focus on the akhirat. Secular education is not driven to bring morality into us, modesty into us. Secular education is not there to bring taqwa and taharat into us. Secular education is not there to grant us the quality of humility and sincerity. Secular education is not there to bring mercy and compassion in the heart of man. Secular education is not there to bring the quality of shukr and gratefulness into the person. Secular education is not there to bring the person closer to Allah via dua and zikr. Secular education is not there to bring obedience to Allah into our life. Secular education is not there to bring generosity and hospitality into a person. Secular education is not there to create the quality of shyness, modesty into us. But it is focused and driven so that a person must become materialistically inclined. We are fooled if we are thinking that secular education is to making a person pious and righteous. And that is why we have to have a thrust of Islamic knowledge. We have to be Islamically education. When you have on one side secular education, then we should have great amount of learning from the pious and the righteous and the practical, so that we can learn and we can sit so that we can recognize the truth. And more important than recognizing the truth, and to follow it. Because if you recognize the truth and you do not follow it, then what is the benefit of it? What have we done? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, enter the door of Jahannam and live therein. How bad is the place of the proud? Because the proud, as Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, will not enter into Jannah. But where Allah is saying that we are going to enter into Jahannam. Because if a person is not going to Jannah, obviously where he's going? He's going into Jahannam. And Allah is saying this, that because of pride, the person is going to go, he's going to go headlong into the wrong places. Why? Because he, a person who is proud, is going to live his life full of hatred, self-conceit, May Allah Ta'ala protect us from all these evils. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.